FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today. You've tuned in because you want to hear a word from God today, and I pray you're not going to be disappointed. Friends, I know that I've learned a secret, and I share it with you. And that is that God is always broadcasting. If you tune into his frequency, and you'll hear that, the frequency is WGOD. Actually, it's the Word of God. The Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word is alive, and we're going to tune in today to hear a word from God. You're going to hear today as you tune in that you, my friend, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've been saved, if you have been reconciled back to God, if you have been declared not guilty by the judge and justified, you are no longer under the law. Now, here in Galatia, the problem was that they were saved, but a group of people came in to try to put them back into bondage, and they were falling for it. And that's why Paul was so sore at these guys, because they were saved. He said, this only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? That's the crux of this, and that's where the problem is. This is what we're into right now. If you'd like a copy of this, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send you the link where you can listen online. I'll mail you the disc free of charge, whatever you'd like. This is a great series. I've entitled this whole thing, Faith Plus Nothing Equals Salvation. Friends, I hope to see you too on this Sunday. You're heading into the weekend now. Sunday morning at 10:30 at Island Community Church, the church that I pastor. God's doing a great work there, and I invite you to take part of it. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We're meeting at 10:30. We're meeting also on Facebook as well. At least the service is broadcast live on Facebook. Starting at around 10:45 or 10:50 in the morning, the live Facebook feed. You can find that at Island Community Church Facebook page. And I invite you to join us one way or the other. My sermon this week, If and Then, God's Conditional Promises. Goes all the way back to the first time I ever put if, the word if, in a Bible search program. And I was astounded at what I found. That's what my sermon is this week. Love to see you. Here's the last part of this message now. The law was.
This is why Paul cries out, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? You're cursed without a redeemer, and you can't keep it. Why would you want to go back under it? This is the law's purpose, and its purpose is only temporary. Verse 23, before faith, okay, we're back in our text, chapter 3, Galatians, verse 23. Before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law. That sounds like a John Wayne movie. That's some kind of sheriff. Listen, we were kept under guard by the law. Was he wearing a holster? Did he have spurs? Before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. King James says we were shut up unto the faith. Indeed, shut up. Notice now, verse 24, the first four words. It says, therefore, the law was. You see that? The Lord was. The law was our tutor. Greek word, paedagogos. That's someone that watched children up until they came to a certain age when they were old enough to work for their father and inherit all things. They were kept under, King James calls them a schoolmaster. They were someone in charge of a child up until they were the age of accountability, let's call it. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. All right, humor me for a moment. Let's change the word tutor to taxi. Okay? The law was our taxi to bring us to Christ, so that we might be justified by faith. The law was our taxi to bring us to Christ. That's what it does. The law, you get in and it takes you and it drops you off right at the foot of the cross. And it lets you out. And then you're face to face with the cross. And you've got to make a decision. What are you going to do? Millions in the valley of decision. What are you going to do there? My prayer is that you'll bow a knee to Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord. Right? He died in your place. He took your curse upon him. You can either get back into that taxi and live cursed and a cursed life, or you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and bow the knee to him and call him Lord and worship him for what he did, dying in your place. By taking your curse upon himself. For Jesus Christ is the end of the law. Again, I didn't say that. Paul said it. Romans 10:4. Christ is the end of the law. The law dead ends at the cross. And you've got to make a decision there. What are you going to do? Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Sin will not have dominion over you. You're not under the law. You're under grace. Jesus Christ is the end of the law. That's my message today. This is not a license to sin. This is a wonderful promise that you're no longer in bondage trying to keep rules to be right with God. You are right with God by your faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And you're able to please him now by the Holy Spirit. You have an unction. We learned in Sunday school, you have an unction from the Holy One. It's the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. That's how you're able to please him. And once you believe, then the hammer goes away. Gone. To want to live like that, no. We'll get out Mongo likes big hammer. Might as well, and just crown, here, let me crown you over the head with this. Why would you want to live under the law when Jesus Christ died for you so you don't have to do that? You are free to sin as much as the Holy Spirit wants you to. You're free. As much as God says, go ahead, sin. That's how much you can sin. But now you've got the power not to sin. You've got the power to quit smoking now, or quit drinking now, or quit doing the things you did before, because Christ in you, the hope of glory, and he wasn't before. Back to verse 24. Therefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us, like a taxi, to bring us to Christ, so that we might be justified by faith. Now, that's the real meaning of my hammer. To be justified is when the judge, who is God, hears your case, and based on your confession of faith that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's my Lord, God will slam down that gavel and declare you not guilty. Permanently. The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Look at what else happens when we're right with God. Romans 8:1 says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So to be justified is what every living soul on planet Earth needs. To be told by God that you're okay now. That things are right between you and him now. That everything's been squared between you and a holy God. Now it's been done. I got some good news to tell you here today, church. You and God are all right now. You've been squared. Someone squared you. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. That's good news. That's why I'm excited here today, and I share it with you. Verse 25, notice the undeniable fact. The law no longer has dominion over you. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. You see that? After faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor or schoolmaster. For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Is that you? Amen. Is that you? Remember, the law was. Verse 25, after faith has come, you are no longer under a tutor. Why? Verse 26. Because you're all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Remember what Jesus told Peter when he was going out to get that coin out of the fish's mouth? He said, then the sons are free. That's you. That's you. Then the sons are free. Verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you're Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now next week, we'll pick it up right there with Paul's statement about being baptized. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast.